把病毒引起有偏见嘛？你有多少人在上班时脑里马上没想到？我们这个干嘛意思？马上没把啥意思？也容易突然马上不好，没想起什么毛病，这也忙不完的。提醒你们到底是你多么强硬的 ？I'm for the bench or for the table。提醒你们看不懂的，因为我们一定能做，所以上道理你们看不懂的。Head must show the bean that will convert them into shoes, into sandals. So then, it wouldn't become susceptible to tume. But when they will be cut into the proper strips, adapted for shoes, for sandals, they will need the most of must show the most tume. And the must show the need the shoe from the damage. If he at first he thought that it should be used for the shulchan and dalgish bench, the fishable of your twists, the sandalim, so in Mashavte, Matosom, it has a lot of people. Elohishin of Maise, actually, in Zemra, Maise, the right wing of Maise, Abnos, the Maise, the Yahufos, on the shulchan, Kinshi, Kitsis, the rates of the Apeise, between the edges. Kinshi, no, sorry, Zemra, when the Hatrail is sandalim, the moment he applies the knife, the knife. So on it, even though, so in the battle of isolation, and it's not become to me as a carrier for shoes, because it's still not wrong for shoes. He will coach me, she needs to be back, show me, show me, show me. We can tell him, how many of them are to pass high, so he can make him kill the shibe. We should also achieve me, back, show me, do you have to ask more? So, and our God is not a rachim, and back, show me, nasa. He's back, show me, salke, you are going to say that, and that is the view. Or, the Tanakhama is why we say that he becomes from Achille, but if later on he changed his mind. So the second Machshove negates the effect of the first Machshove. According to Tanakhama, but now, no, we see it's not like that. That even in regard to Yodah is of an Eichel, so a Machshove cannot negate the effect of a previous Machshove. But now, call the Messiah when she beats his son. The Gehren is the Eireis. In other words, suppose someone was Keitzer Lachim. He was Keitzer the years of grain Lachim. And then, in the years of grain, the years of grain, had the seeds of grain in the receptacles. And then, the homes, the portions of the Shebelis, which serves as a Bishyat, for the seeds of grain, so that is a yacht. But then he trampled upon the Shebeiris, upon the homes. The homes of the Shebeiris. So he trampled upon them. Shebeiris, begin and tears. Now once you trample upon them, so then that indicates that he is not interested. He is not interested in taking advantage of the Bishyat purpose of the Shibbol. Because in order, what's the Bishyat purpose of the Shibbol? The Shibbol is like a stem for the receptacle in which is contained the seed, in the seed. But if he tramples upon them, so that indicates that he is not interested that the seeds of grain should have a hand. Because once you trample upon them, so they cannot be used as a hand. So, call the Messiah, we should be some air and tail ends. So the stem is not becoming to me anymore, as a yard. So, Bishleinu Mandoma. So then we have a Machlekes. Machlekes, what does it mean? Bisison. So, one Mandoma says, Bisison means hitrabudot. It doesn't mean he mamish trampled upon the Shebeiris. It means that the Shebeiris were bundled together, were tied, many years of grain, let's say, 50 years of grain, 50 Shebeiris, in one bundle, so he untied them. Now, if he untied them, what is the job? That he's not interested in using the Shebeiris as a handle for the seeds. Because if I tie them, so it will not be easy. As long as they were tied together in one bunch. So then, the Shibela is served, fulfill the purpose, the function of a hand. Because all you have to do, in order to carry all the, with these, to carry all the seeds of grain, by taking a hold of the top of the bun. But he untied them. So in other words, so we see that he is not interested in using the shibeles, the horn, as a handle for the seeds of grain. For the seeds of grain. So one mandoma says, so it already becomes so. El mandoma. So shak. Now let's see the Rav. Shebis is only coming for a shmai. Take as people with title, we can go with the other couple to me. I do this anyway. We will be a two mile here. Actually, I get a table big lots. But if he's coming, coming for a shmai. He's one of them, a high piece of a high machine to have all those of me. Worship is the sense of the domain here. With the lower is going back to the machine to the other. Has she both been slaying in the gate, is dealing in the gate, with the shenecha. Because if he unties them, so then they can start rolling in the field. They are not bunched together. So, according to Mandoma, the Rabbon of the Mishnah, in Uptzi, who say, Kol Yom Yisoyich, we should be some gay and parents. So, pieces and means. Not even though he didn't do a real mindset, he didn't manage to trample on them. But, he just untied them. So, he indicated, he did a certain mindset that indicated his intention, that revealed his intention. So, that in itself, it negates the effect of the original mashup. So maybe we can say that's the reason is why the Rabbono, the Tanakhame of the Price, who say that Kashim Ibem Shiboli, in Seles Yehuba Laichu Shero, even though the Kashim are not Yehuba, and the Ichli plus the Hom, plus the Shibeles, so it's still Shero. Why? Because the Hom, the Shibeles itself, is not possible. Why is it possibly Sechuch? Even though originally it acquired the Shemiyah and it became susceptible to Tumeh, but since he untied them, that's what it means. Kashim Ibrahim Shibolim originally harvested them with Zir Hachile, and then he changed his mind and he indicated his change of mind by untying the sheaves of the sheaves of grain. By untying them. So the Mele, he agrees, so the Tanakhama of the Braise agrees with the Rabbanon of the Mishneh, of Kogon Ezeich, which is a piece of the Geron Teherez. So the Mele, the Shemiyad is Poka. So the Mele, we don't require that the Kashim should have more as against the seed plus the Hav, as long as it has, as the Kashim are more than just the seeds themselves. So the male is kosher l'sichuch because the home itself is also kosher l'sichuch. It's not becoming tumi. El mandoma bisus amamesh. But the mandoma who says that the rabbon in the mission who say kol yom yisayich which bisus of the gera peretz. So it means he mamesh trembled upon them, not he untied the sheaves. So in other words, it has to be a real mindset, not just the mindset that indicates an intention, but the mindset that makes the home unadapted as a hand. If he just unties them, so it indicates his intention. This untying indicates, reveals his intention of not taking advantage of the stems of the shibeles as a handle for the seeds. But if he manish trembles upon them, so then it's no more adapted as a handle for the seeds of grain. So according to that mandoma, when do we say that a machshove, that a machshove can negate. That a machshove can negate the effect of the original machshove aneichli. That is only if the other machshove was coupled with the maaseh that really nullified the adaptability of the yacht as a yacht. Let's say when you trample upon a stem. So then it cannot serve as a yacht once you trample. So the stem becomes squashed. So you cannot use it as a handle for the yacht. So the question is, but in this case, in the case of the pricing, where it says, Kashi, Ubahem Shiboli, Chulu is Kotsusa Lachila, then Nima Halim is Yichuk, but he didn't trample upon them. So why does the Talekame say that the Kabbalah, the Shemiyad was Poka? El Mangala by Bisom Bisamamish, Mayitale Meima, let's see the Rashi. El Mandoma, Bisomamish, Doshon Yodis, Birabu Deimo, Makeres, Biochet, Kemaiser, Abu, Bikoma, Bikomi Tao Rabon, Abu Makshom Loyoma, Maiko Nema, in case of a human divide, my family Rabon, so you more says, Hochename, Hochenamish, and Bisomamish. When Tanakame says, Kashi, Okashi, Ubrahim Shiboli, so, in Psalms Meruba Aleichlin Sheiro, even though it's not Meruba, Aleichlin and the Shibboleth together. So it's Sheiro, so Tanakame is reference to a case where originally he harvested the years of grain with everything together, with Shibahile, and then he changed his mind, and not only did he untie the sheaves, he even had it fresh, and he had it trampled by Rabbi Behemo, or himself beyond it. He trampled with his feet or with his hands. He trampled and he crushed the Shibelis. So he destroyed the adaptability of the Shibelis as a Bisyad for the sins of grain. So in such a case, the Tanakame of the Praise says that this maaseh of trampling upon the Shibelis, thereby nullifying the adaptability of the Shibelis as a handle for the seeds of grain, so that negates the effect of the original machshove of Leichli. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Yochem al Kaimu da Achiri. Monefshach, if the price is reference to the case where the person originally harvested the Shibelis with the seeds and the straw, it's here, okay? And then he changed his mind, and it wasn't just a change of mind, but he actually had the stems of the seeds, the Shibelis trampled upon, and thereby nullifying the adaptability of the stems of the Shibelis as handles for the seeds of grain. So that's the reason as why the Tanakhama says that the Tirastume, the susceptibility terminated, was spoken because there was a maise rabbit, a real maise that destroyed the adaptability of the stems as yodis for the seeds of grain. So then the question arises, so why do Achirim say that he's still becoming to me? After all, too originally, it acquired the Shemiyah, but then he did something whereby he nullified the adaptability of the Shemiyahs as yodis for the seeds of grain. So the Mishnah says, because Rabbi Yisi is chelik and Rabbonon in that Mishnah. In that Mishnah Luktzi. So, Domek Rabbi Yisi, Niknan Rabbi Yisi Mitame, even if it's possess of Amish. So, he's still Mitame, because Rabbi Yisi holds that once a stem acquired the Shem Yad, So Mele, the Shemiyat cannot be broken. Even if he does a Maiseh that destroys the adaptability of the stem as a handle for the seeds. So the reason is why Rabbi Yisi says that even if it's Bisison and thereby he destroyed the adaptability of the stem of the horn as a handle for the seeds of grain. So, because true, he destroyed the full adaptability as a handle, but even after it was trampled upon, the stem still can serve a purpose and make it easier for the Bible. Because as long as the Shibeles is attached to the straw, so then it's easier to turn over the whole bundle of the Shibeles and the straw with the pitchfork, because it's not so light. So in other words, so it still serves a purpose, even though the stems, the Shibeles, were crushed, so they cannot fulfill the real function as a yad, as a bisyad for the seed, but they still can fulfill a certain purpose. They still fulfill a certain purpose. It makes it easier, as long as the straws are joined and attached to the shebeles, so it's easier to handle the straws. Suppose you take away the shebeles completely, if you separate the shebeles completely from the straw, then the straw will be so light you won't be able to turn them over with a pitchfork, with a shovel. Some Mele Rabbi Yisi says, true. So Rabbi Yisi says that in other words, even though we are discussing it according to Rav Menashe, and Rav Menashe's shita is, the Ritva points it out, and Rav Menashe's shita is that if at the very outset he's Ketzer in Sichuch, so Elyon, even though it still can serve a purpose, the Gemara says, and that's the reason as why Rav Abba said that a Ketzer is Chach, because it still can serve a purpose. What is the purpose? The Nichalei Sachabu Gehechad Lelivdom. That's Rav Abba's shita, that since it can fulfill that purpose, so Mele even Ketzer Lischach at the very outset is Yesh Liyotis. Mashiunke, we are discussing the Tanoim Alibed Rav Menashe. So Rav Menashe holds that he disagrees with Rav Abba, and Rav Menashe holds that this slight function of the stem in order to prevent a flying away of the cash is not substantial enough that the Shem Yad should be hallowed by us according to cash. So even though it's not substantial enough, this function of preventing of making it easier for the person to handle the straw, as long as the straw is attached to the shebeli, is according to Rav Menashe, it's not substantial enough, this function, so that the Shem Yad should be hard. But once it was hard, because the original intention was Lishimachile Litzera Chachile, so then Rabbi Yisi holds, so when can the Shem Yodis be broken? Once, Rabbi Menashe only says that at the very outset the Shem Yod cannot be held cannot be held on the shibeles, on the score of this this slight advantage that it involves. But if he was Keitzalachir, and the Shemyodis was held, in order that the Shemyad that was already held should be poka, then according to Rabbi Yisi, it must be so nullified that it will not be able to serve any purpose. So the adaptability must be so nullified that the attachment of the Shibeles to the Kashim will not fulfill any purpose whatsoever. But as long as the attachment of the Shibeles to the Kashim still fulfills a slight purpose, so the Shem Yad that was how cannot be turned, cannot be part. That's over there. Because it's who is late in Basa, Elohim by Hazie. But here, what kind of a function, a slight function, does it fulfill? Does the attachment of the Shibeli, the home, to the Kashi fulfill? If he already crushed, he trampled upon the Shibeles, and he trampled upon the Shibeles, so he cannot fulfill any purpose. The fact that the Kashim are commingled and attached to the Shibeles. After all, he crushed the Shibeles, so he cannot fulfill any purpose. So the Gemara says, no, he can still fulfill a purpose, even though he had it trampled, he had it crushed, because Elohim HaChaziyah, Chaziyah, Gemara says, L'chisosa, L'minget will be Goliath. Now it's, even though it's crushed, even though the Shibeles, the stems, are crushed, so it still fulfills the purpose. In other words, it is easier to handle them. So that's the same thing that Rababe said before that even if he, at the very outset, he was Keitzel Yitzchak, so still it's becoming Tumah, and it acquires at the very outset a Shem Yodis, because of that slight purpose, that it's easier to handle. It's easier to handle, it will prevent the flying away through the wind. So there the Gemara Rababe said, on account of this slight advantage, that the commingling and the attachment of the Kashim with the Shibori fulfills, is so even if he harvested it at the very outset, Lishimscha, so it acquires Ishanyat, Rababe said. But from Rashi was Chelik. Why? Because that advantage is not of such great significance, but it is still an advantage. Some in Mele, Rabbi Yitzchak says, on account of that slight advantage that is involved in the attachment of the Shibeles to the Kashi, some in Mele, even though he had a trample, but he still did not destroy the adaptability 100%. So the melee, the shayat that was how is not gone, and that's the reason of the achir. Now let's see the Rashi. Hi, man. Bishlam gamit mukhl rabiyisi komayim mihirah nikonim matayim rabiyisi alkan mikosasom kozom rabiyodes dibichal yishiyim mechubomets veichok mishin beizisis hu yislahapi chosashibomim vater al yayodes. The more nowadays, it would be so easy to turn them over with a pitchfork. In Neichim lehapken bo, the mitich shevitzom in the eitzim basic zero, shal atzer ve nishmot in men, ve hu ki shebosos on philosoph, lo nivat lo nishavi, el lo nirakho, el hoche di boi lo nishach, limay choze, now, that he wants it to nishach, limay choze yod is neichli, mi shebisos on, it's already crushed, he had trampled upon, ve in agun is behem, but it is just commingled, it's not really attached, since the Shibeles are crushed, so there is no real attachment between the Kashim and the Shibeles. So what advantage does it entail? So it still entails an advantage. Bigalayim, bikashim shalem, yichazim, v'yinotlu hoshi ashibolim imoem. So, according to Rababi, so on account of this advantage, that it's easier to handle, so even if at the very outset he was Ketzel Yisrach, so the Shemiyakim would be chal. According to Rav Menashe, it couldn't be chal at the very outset, because of that slight advantage. Masha'im came if it was chal already, and in order to be poka, so as long as there is any advantage in the commingling, in the commingling of the shikashim and the shibeles, so the shem yodes that was already chal before is not gone. Should this is on the gear and tail? The Rabbi is in the camp. My business on Rabbi Echanoma Bisso Mamish. That's the machleke that was mentioned in the Gemara before. And Rabbi Lozo and May hit her out. Bishlim and Rabbi Lozo Doma Bosses on, hit her out on, Hanin Kam Rabbi Echanoma, because it's still adapted as a handle. He just did the Maise Zute that revealed his intention that he's not interested in taking advantage of the Shibaylim as a handle to the seeds. Elo, the Rabbi Eichel and Oma Bissus Amane, Shaman Kamer Rabbi Eisi, Oma Rabbi Shimba Rosh, Hoyle Huyen Le Hop Kom Be'as. So, it still is easier to handle as a result of this commingling of the Shibaylis and the Kashi, in this way. Oma Rabbi Lozo, there's another girl saying, the same Gemara is mentioned in Romez, and there it says Omar Abitzon, but here it's Omar Abelozo. Lomo nifjelo tfiloson shal tzadiki in kiasa, vayeta, it's mentioned, vayeta ladishem, ladishem, vayeta yitzchak ladishem. What does it mean? It means he was mispalet, he prayed on top of his bowl. Now, but is the same word as atah. Atar is a pitchfork, like a shovel. So, Gemara says that there is a connection between the term atar, in the sense of a pitchfork that turns over grain, ears of grain, and the term vayeta, in the sense of prayer. What's the shaltes? In other words, what does a pitchfork do? So in other words, a pitchfork makes other things more convenient and more suited to life. In other words, let's say you have the shebeis, you have the ears of grain. So without the pitchfork, so you cannot handle it. You cannot take advantage of it. But the pitchfork is an adapting instrument. So prayer is a means of adapting all the blessings of life to your heavens. So, Hoyu Omar Abit Omar Abloza, Lomo Nipshilo to Losin Shotadiki in Kiasa, Limolo, Maosa Ze, Mehadrihazat, who are the Giran, Mimokim, Limoke, without the pitchfork, so you cannot take advantage of the twig. But you can only take advantage through the use of the pitchfork. Ah, Tiroshe Shel Tzadiki, Mehapeches, Daiti Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimidas Arzorius, Limidas Rachmanis. Now, Arzorius, most of the time, Arzorius means cruelty. But not all the time. Here it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem Arzorius. It could be in the sense of cruelty. Here Arzorius means Midas Adin. Because in Rachmin Gadim, so that's why Arzorius means Chas. How can we say with Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu Midas Arzorius? It doesn't mean cruelty Chas V'Sholem. It means Midas Adin. So in other words, what is the purpose of prayer of Tefillah? In other words, many times when a person doesn't deserve any grace from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't deserve because of his chatoyim, his sins, And in Tzadik Mora she has a table reacto. So the Melee, on the basis of Midas Adin, he couldn't deserve any grace. But if he's mispaleil, if it's Tzadik, he's mispaleil, so then it's Mehapchez Daiti Shalakovish Borhu. From Midas Adin to Midas Rachmanis. Agil. So alright, I think that's weird. So you should go over the Gemara up to the next mission.
February 3rd, 1981. Lamed Shvat Shana Tavshin Mem Av.
So Rabbi says one can use less. You saw him use less. Rabbi Meir says no, you cannot use less for sikhu. Now there's a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. What kind of less? The machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda did. Nosno el naser shurochem abot vochim sheim. Suppose he puts a naser that is rochim abot vochim. So it's kosher. Uvilvad shelo yishen tach. Now let's see the Rashi. Misachem misovim mikol poshim tach. The machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is whether the machlekes is in regard to misovim sheyish ba'avor, but misovim less than avor. Everybody agrees that it's kosher. Oh, the machlekes is dafke b'nisorim of shleishot tvochim, but avor, everybody agrees that it's possible. So that Rav says Rav is the makil and Shmuel is the machl. Alright. Noso anesa shorochem avor. Yismor mikore shman koton. Uvilbat shelo yishin tach. Dinese arochem dalet srach posu. Kidom abigmor. Lerab, alu de Rameya. So in other words, a nesa rochem dalet is chach posu. So, uli Shmuel, lidi rehaki. Visuko kshiro, ukigei miyavei, eitel hadeiv. Dischach posel in the base of Natsat, El Vidalad Amas. So in other words, when we say Rubash Lishi Tachto, so in other words, so it according to Rav, it accords with Rameya, and according to Shmuel, so it accords with everybody. So, and the Suki is Kshev, so why is it? We say Rubash Lishi Tachto. So the question is, Monefshech, if the Sukkah is Ksheiro, you should be able to be Yoshin Tachto. And if he's not able to be Yoshin Tachto, so why is the Sukkah Ksheiro? So, Uchim Diyave Eitzel Adev, Nisrach Poslo in the base of Natsar, Elim Dalad Ames, Damun on Dev Nakumo. So, in other words, so even though it is Chach Poslo, but if he puts it, Minatzad, and Minatzad means that it's less than the distance between the David and the Srach Posel is less than Dalad Ames. So the Mela, then we consider that as an extension of the David. Alright. Omarab, Machlekes, the Machlekes between the Mela and the Yudei is Binisoin, Sheyesh ben Abo, only in this let's every week of Fort Woch. The Rav Meir is like Zeras Tikho, the Rav Yudah less like Zeras Tikho, Abo Binisoin, Sheyesh ben Abo, the Behakim Sheyos, according to Rav, the Machleke between Rav Meir and Rav Yudah is only in regard to sleds that have a week of Fort Woch. So Rabbi says it's possible with Rabbi. Why? Because of the Zerastik. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, there is no Zerastik. But if the sleds do not have a width of Port Lochim, and even though they have a width of mitvachim. So then, divrei hakotshir. Divrei hakotshir. In other words, that's by sukkah deal. By sukkah tano, everybody agrees. If it's a sukkah tano, that ischach posel. It will be the width of mitvachim passes. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. Machlek has been sorry. Sheyesh ben abo. Sheyesh tikhes habayis asu yizmer. Remei abdi posel is lekziras tikho. I machsher es bo osu imei mar. Malu isach rebeiru. Malu leishit tachas keres beisei. Aki bin isori mikuro. So now it's if we allow a kill through isori, so people will draw erroneous conclusions. And they'll say, after all, how do you make the, how do you set up the roofing over a house? Also by slats. If it's a wooden house, so the roof consists of slats. Alright, there you use nails and so on. But, so if we allow a sichuch through slats, people will say that you can use a regular bais for sukkah. And what's wrong with that? I mean, if the bais, if the roof of the bais consists, if the roof of the bais consists of boards, and it's not a kabutume, and it's kibbutz karke, so what's wrong with that? So what's wrong with it? So Rashi says, "Va'ahu v'adai tosu." The sukkah marachmone, the loybeisei shall call you nisachon. So Rashi says here, and Tesis mentioned the same thing that Beis on Medala. It's that the reason as to why Beis is possible for Sach is possible, even though the roof of the Beis consists of boards. So because the Torah says sukkah, that means the loybeisei shall call you nisachon. And it is obvious that Rashi doesn't mention that only Alibe, Alibe the Tame, who says Suki Diras Harabim, because after all that Amoyim will say Suki Diras Kelabim. And so, I mean, Rashi says it only according to the Mandoma Suki Diras Harabim. So that means that even according to Mandoma, the Suki Diras Kelabim, alright, so we require Dalet al Dalet, but it doesn't mean that his sukkah should be a regular bias. If he uses a regular bias, so then it's possible because sukkah marachmona. We will base shall call you a sashon. We will base shall call you a sashon. Now, so how is it mashma from this rashi? Suppose he doesn't use a regular bias for his sukkah. But he puts up slats. But he puts up the slats, he knocks the slats with nails. But it's not a regular roof. So the melee, as a result of knocking in the nails, so the sukkah is protected against rain. So it's mashma from Rashi Shite. It's mashma from Rashi Shite. Then it is kosher. L'chol hapochas min ha'ais. Not min rabbonon. Not necessarily that it's kosher min rabbonon. But it's mashma from Rashi Shite that it would be kosher midraisa b'chol hapochas. Why? Because if Rashi Shite be Teisves in the Maskonet, that brings up Dalet in the West Teisves. So first Teisves says the Kasher. Now turn to the Teisves that brings up Dalet. Ki'ovid l'idir askev ha'shav ha'dalet. Ya'avon gav l'idir l'bom shkho b'diro sh'nehu yon yishivo yinut ha'kyana. Mashu l'kho Yosef Mishur and Yeruya Rochmid as Gemo. Kerema Bishuko Shev Shal Azizai. So in other words, so what does the Gemara say? The Tif Mekonik to Rove, who passes, who says that the reason is why Sukkah Lamal Mechov is Tzuro, because it requires, the Sukkah Lamal Mechov requires Kera foundations, but it doesn't mean that it has to be Aaron. It has to be capable. It has to be capable of existing with other foundations. But if it's a mile and a half, then it's incapable of existing even for 7 days with other foundations, with unstable foundations, only with stable foundations. So then it is possible. So he said, Vinte ya bechit bo chashim el shtei hu yelasin seare v'afo pishen sei seket. As long as the suitcase capable, as the height is of such nature that it's capable of existing, of lasting with unstable foundations, so that it's alright even though it makes it stable. So we can have a patient, that has a width of dalet. In other words, if you put in nails, even though the sleds do not have a width of dalet, and do not have even a width of gimel, but the nails makes it as close to a tikro as a width of dalet, and even more. So the mele, since the chachomim passed, we should zera tikro, we saw him with a width of dalet, so the ipso facto also passed. Any soil, if you put in, if it's coupled with nails. But that would mean that it's only possible in Rabbana. But if you take it, you can't feel that with Rabbana, you can't feel that with Rabbana, so, the master is going to be a sacrifice, but they, Malorei Shittach Hasikhas Beise. U Beise, what they possibly the Reise, the Sukkah Barach, Mone, Goli Beise, Komei Zashon, or, the Komei Kilosom Rabbana, we shall have Mima Shaksom, in Sinu Kvala. Only if it's possible with the Reise, so it's shy to say, anyway, so far Teisves said the same thing that Rashi says here. In other words, so Teisves said that bias is certainly possible because Sukkah Marachmona, the Lord Beise shall call me Beis Hashem. And even though Teisves so far said the same thing that Rashi says here, but Teisves also said that Rashi didn't say, but maybe Rashi agrees with that. That's only, I mean, the Reise level. So now at the Reise level, so the reason is to why in Bais is possible for Sukkah, because Sukkah Marachmon, the Loi Beise shall call me a Beis Hashem. Loi Beise call me a Beis Hashem, it's a special Beis Hashem. Mashayim came with Rabbono. So Mashayim came, if he makes his Sukkah with his soil, but he puts in nails, and Shomim cannot enter, so then with the Reise it's kosher. But with Rabbonon, it might be possible. So Rashi could agree with it, that with Rabbonon it's possible. But from then, Teisa says a Teret. Veishlema, the neighbor, Hashim and Mitvamis, Yorim and Keva, we call Mokim Bisho, Hashim, Kerasuke, Hashim, Asrach, Goymis, Hashche, Adob, and Ba'ar. ומה הייתה נמיך נמי רזיר על ידור שמחסים של פי יצאו וקסים להם בזר ומוטו ונקבוי להם שני רשום וסליחו אלו בעלי משל בינו שכוח העם ואם כן הרוקר So Teisa says in the Teret that not only Bais Mamesh is possible because Sukkah Marachmono ולא יבייסי של כל השום but even if it's a Sukkah but if it is if you put in nails in such a way that it prevents rain from entering, so then it's also possible with Reise. And what score? Not on the score because Sukkah Marachmon is very basic. That's only Shaya by Bais Mamesh. But there is a halacha that if he makes it Keva, the Schach, if he makes the Schach Keva, so then it's possible. In regard to the Tfanis, so the requirement according to Rabbi is only that the Tfanis should be capable of existing the families should be capable of existing with unstable foundations, but as long as the families is capable of existing of lasting for 7 days with unstable foundations, then it's kosher even though the families are kept. Mashiachin Schach, if the Schach partakes of the nature of Keva, so then it is possible. If the Schach partakes of the nature of Keva. So, if the Sichuch is made in such a way that it protects, that rain doesn't enter, Wait until the, so then it means the schach is keva. If the schach is keva, so then it is possible. That's what he says. But Rashi Shita is not like that. Because if Rashi Shita had been like that, that with the right say, if the schach is keva, so then it is possible with the right say, even though it's not basic shokol hashon. So then, why does Rashi have to say here in the Mishnah? Rashi have to say here in the Mishnah. That one apostle, if he'll use the regular bias of Kolashona for Sukkot, so then it's one apostle because he's Sukkot Rachmona Vulu Beisei, but of course the regular bias is protected against rain. Like no one builds a house in such a way that ordinary rain will come in. So if Rashi Shita had been like Beisei Shita Darbeis, so then Rashi could say the Havalei Derach Keva, and Rashi doesn't say that Beisei is possible because the Havalei Derach Keva, but Rashi says that it's possible because Sukkom Rachmona the Beisei Shukol Hashem. So we see that Rashi is Chilik HaTeis. So Rashi says. So Jesus said, but with the Rabbanon, if you put in nails, so then it is possible that it might be possible with Rabbanon. So Rashi could agree with that. But we see that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Jesus as to whether if you put in nails in the slats in such a way that it will prevent ordinary rain from coming in, So then, according to Teisves, it's possible with Raise, and according to Rashi, it's not possible with Raise. But maybe with Rabbanon it's possible. But with Raise, definitely not according to Rashi. So we have the very basic machlekes between Rashi and this. Alright, I just wanted to point it out. Now, so Rashi says, the Sukkot Rachmona will be basis of all these things. I will be sorry, Shein Ben Dalet, Shein Relatich Reis. Ashriyes mehen, divrei hakel shemo. The leidomer le tikro the lixavot. So why? So according to Rashi, why does Rab say that the meya only passes nisom shiyes v'abo? Because the derech was to use the nisomim of at least abo for a roofing. But a sled less than the width of a bow are not used for a roof. Now, as a matter of fact, now we pass that we saw in that every width of Dalet Rochim is possible. Whether we pass, so all the Rishayim pass like that, but there is a Machlekes Rishayim. All the Rishayim pass that we saw him that has a width of 3 tvachim akosh, and we saw him that has a width of 4 tvachim akos. But there is a machlekes rishonim, why do we pass in that way? Some rishonim, many rishonim say that there is a, now let's see what Shmuel says. So before we can discuss that, we have to go over what Shmuel says. Alright. Ushmuel omar, bishayin vayim abo machlekes, that the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is in regard to this sovereign that does not have a width of 4 tvachim. Aber ich bin aber, was mir sorgt, dass er gewinnt auf aber zwochen, die wir hat und so, in der Bude ist mein Ding. Das ist possible. Ich bin aber, was wir pochen zum Schleisch, ja. Das ist impossible. Wo kann ich auch mal nicht nur? Und man hat Gott, wo ich komme. Ich bin aber, die wir hat und so, in der Bude, sie schmutz. Pochen zum Schleisch, die wir hat und so. Mein Teil, ich kann ich auch mal nicht nur. Die Pflege, die Schleisch an der Bude. Mal so war. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kibbutz Snayu Shir Mokim Megasinon," because 4 tvachim is considered the Mokim Choshev. Let's say it can be Shabbos. Let's say so. If he doesn't get 4 tvachim, even though it has mechitzes, so it's not considered Rishus Hayomim. If the enclosed space is not dalet al dalet, so then it's so dalet is the minimum of a shir in Mokim Choshev. So, that's reviewed. Oh, Marso Varemeya, he now committed a slow gasoline. Now, what's the Russian name? Bishayim and Dalmakas. Baru, that's reviewed. Mishimei, the Tikris are so is there. We got the Zvinamu. Varemeya, how is he new? שיש מי אותו איסים תיקחו מהם אי במרבו כפוס לך מי אפילו פוס משלי שביט לי או כל הבאו מנינו ואם כי במי בחשר so that way so that means you cannot use any slats nothing so in other words you have to use just like evergreen I mean leaves or something like that you cannot use any slats that's inconceivable ואם כי מה נחשר אומר רב קופה הוכה קומה שמואל יש לעבוד עם הכל שלו שיר מוקים איזה שהוא לפוקס מעבור וגזיר בשביל תיקחום והוא יחשיב לעשר סתיקחום מהם so Rashi says because רוב פיפול רוב תיקחייז אין עשוי יש להם אין עשוי יש להם אוהב כאילו נגדים את הסלבות שמואל יחזר בתוך מאחר מהם ללמוד שלמים בלבות חשיב לי איז די מלי תיקחום וגזיר now so Rashi explains that the reason is why according to Rav, if it has a width less than 4 tvachim, so it's not possible because in order to be possible, it has to be in Gzeiras Tikro. And Gzeiras Tikro is only Shayach if it's the derech of the average person to use it for Tikro, for all people. But if it's not used for Tikro, so then it's not Shayach to say Gzeiras Tikro. Now the question arises, So why does Rav Meir? So the question arises, that's what the Ritva raises against, that's the question that the Ritva raises against Rashi's Pshat. So if the reason as to why, according to Rav, so by less than Dalet Vochim, it's kosher according to everybody, because it's not currently Tikro, because it's not used for Tikro by people. So why does Shmuel say that according to Rav Meir, even if it's less than Dalet Tvachim, it's still possible, and also Mishum Gzeiras Tikro. But how can a big Gzeiras Tikro? It's not used for people. So Rashi really pointed out that. I mean, Rashi felt that of this difficulty. So he says, Baru Bishayim Vem Dalet Machlekes. In other words, rov tikres are not also reporting dalet. But real tikres, there are a number of people who use slats of gimel tvachim also, of less than dalet. So, for a living. So, mainly according to Rav, since most people don't use it for roofing, so mainly there is no justice. And according to Shmuel, so the mayor holds that on account of the fact that the there is a substantial yield of people. It's not just one person in thousands. There is a substantial yield of people who do use sleds less than dalet for roofing, so there is exhaustion. However, the ritual is massive. He is chelik al rashi's pshat, that the reason is why, according to Rav, everybody is made it by less than dalet, that it's kosher, because it's people don't use it for tikkur. So he says, if people wouldn't use it for tikkur, so then Shmuel would be chelik. But there certainly is no machlokes in mitzias whether most people do use it or most people don't use it. So if Rav says that most people don't use it, so Shmuel agrees that most people don't use it. So why? So Rashi says, but some people use it. So he says, it's not mistabea, just because there are some people who use it. So that we should gaze at Zeras Tikro because of some people, if most people don't use it. So Teisle, so the Ritva says, that actually, rough people use for tikkur all kinds of sleds. Sleds that has a winter ballot for him, and sleds that do not have a winter ballot for him. And then there is something else, I mean, we'll discuss this later. Rashi says, and why is Tikras Beisei posul for Sukkah? Because Sukkah Rachman, the Beloi Beisei Shokol Nishon. That's what Rashi says, that's what Teisei says, that means. The Ritva says here something else. There is a spirit between the Ritva here and the Ritva there in the beginning of Sukkah. So at the beginning of Sukkah, the Ritva mentions that what Rashi says here, what here the Ritva says, Yeshe Pirsho Mishim Itami Ramiya Mishim Zira Stikho, She Yasi Sukkosi Tachas Stikho Speisei, The Havalei Tase Veloi Minos. He doesn't say, because Sukkah Marachmona, Veloi Beisei Shokho Rashom, but Tase Veloi Minos, what's the Shaykhaz of Tase Veloi Minos? What's the shaykhas of Tassel Luminos? Alright, but this is what the Ritva says. Ve'inderech la'asis ikho bibot. Now that's Rashi Shikha. Elo bin so, she'yeish ben arba, u'vipoches mikal lekel u'mikza. Ve'loi li'ire, chode dogzei rezu mishumchsha shoveinu. Ve'loi bin shumchsha shoveinu sebova. Ve'orei yesuke shal nisorin, heich yidambik ben, im yeish dalet u'vipoches mikal, kochu sholivite la'asis, because it's okay. When the Chachomim or Geza Mishim Zera Stikho, it doesn't mean that the same person who will be told that he can use the Sogim of Dalet Rochim, so the same person so will use the regular bias also. No. In other words, an observer will see how one person puts up Nisorin Eschach, and he will not know, he'll think that he put up Nisorin the way you put up Nisorin in a regular roof. He will not. What is it?
Right.
Yes.
Well, how are you talking?
You put on Nisorin
first, or
now
it's already there, and he just knocked out the
plastic from
between the
Nisorin. So, a regular bias, suppose the regular bias has nothing that is possible for stuff. Everything. I mean, the foundation for the roof and the roof itself consists of slats. And with nails and everything. So Rashi says it's possible. Why? Because Sukkah Barachmona, Veloi, Beisei Shokol Hashana. And the Ritva says because of Tassel Mos.
Now, so he says, it's not that the Chachamim won't give pasul, Mishim Gzeira Stikro, less the same person who is told he can use his sorin. So he will, instead of using his sorin, he'll use a regular roof. He'll put up a regular roof. That we're not afraid of, because if he's told he used Nisorin, he will know that Nisorin he can use. But an observer who will see, Reuven will see how Shimon puts up Nisorin, and he will not stand there and see what it is all about. He'll think that when he put up Nisorin, he was really making a real roof. So it's because of the observer of the Roi. Now, since it's because of the Roi, so what is it? The Rei. The Rebbe, the observer, will, you trust him, that before he draws any conclusion, he'll come with the measuring rod and will measure, the width of the Nisorin that Reuven pull out. So as far as the observer is concerned, if we are afraid that the observer will draw the wrong conclusions, so the Mele, So even if you allow him, if you allow Shimon to put up his sorin that has a width of less than dalet tefachim, the observer will think that it is dalet tefachim. So it still should be, there still should be that. All right, that's no kasha against Rashi, because first of all, Rashi can say that the zayir is kshasha isegovav. Not Mishumare. Who says that Xeri is Mishumare? Maybe it's Mishumare Sedovat. And even if Rashi will say that Xeri is Mishumare, not Chasha Sedovat. But true, he's not going to use the yardstick, I mean, measuring rod. But you can see, how wide the slat is. So, Mele, if you use it less than Dalet Rochim, so it's you one readily takes notice of it, that it's less than a dalet rochim. All right, so he is master. Moi ipkei, that's the strongest kashi. Ki kipachim ha bisobachu ishmuel, avu ipkoch yigimu vokali baominu, amai lo kitai taile, lei nevo in derech tikra bekach, da abimale. All right, so then he says another pshat. Now I'm going over that ritual because it's of great importance. Ba'anochei, שדרך לעשיס תקרזבותים בכל דבר ואפילו בכל. So it's not, as Rashi says, that the דרך of people is to use דווקא threats of four tefachim width. It's the דרך of people to use all kinds of mitzvot. ניסו, אפילו כלשהו. כלשהו. רופי. So, but אבו, לגוד רוח החומי, בסוכה לעשר בכל דבר שרואו מתיקרו, שאם כן או יועיס חלקוליצים לכל כמי, אלו כל דבר, שדרך לאסיס לסיכו הוא רגיל מבין כמו ניתיק או מכל זו מכל. Then, so the ritual said that in a chanami, people use nisorim of less than 10 dalet rochim for roofing as much as nisorim of more than 4 rochim. But, the chachomim didn't ask them שם זה להסתיק רוב, that you shouldn't use nisorim. Because that would be a great hardship. Because nisorin, that's the most common kind of sichur of schach that is used. So that's the easiest kind of schach that we can use. So the mele, the chachomim wouldn't make such takone that would make it impossible for people to use that which heretofore they commonly use. So until the Chachamim decided to make it a kodesh, to pass the Nisorim, so most Jews, they use Nisorim more than any other kind of schach. Nisorim was the most common kind of schach that was used. So the fact was, as far as roofing is concerned, so Nisorim of Dalet Rochim Week and less than Dalet Rochim Week were just as commonly used. But as far as Sichuch was concerned, up to the time when the Chachamim made it a kone. So, what was used commonly for Sichuch? Nisorim less than Dalet Rochim. So, since Matan Torah, until the Chachamim decided to pass the Nisorim. So Nisorim, less than Dalit Vochen Weef, was the most common Schach that was used. So really the Chachamim didn't want to use it, to pass it. Masha'inki, Nisorim of Dalit Vochen Weef and all, since that was not before used so commonly, so then the Chachamim passed. Then the Chachamim passed. And Shmuel says, no, since the Xerasti, the people use for Tikro, even Nisorim, that is less than Dalit Vochim, so according to Rameya, even that is possible. But less than three Vochim, that even Shmuel is there. So he says, V'rabiule, Elo kol dovo shederech lasis nisichu, uro gilin ben, kmo in Tikro mikoso beklal, V'rabiule less like Xerasti koklal, mishin lo ishriach, u Shmuel sona, the rebuke is like Zeras Tikho, Kishinish Ben Dalet, Shekredu Litikho, Yesa Misiho. But, Pochas Mikimu, so it was commonly used for Sikhuch before the Takonas Chachomim. So the Mele, even according to Shmuel, the Chachomim didn't pass it. Oh, we Pochas Mikdalet, we reported. We have Meir Reiser Afin Shein Ben Av. Now, so we see that according to Rashi, so the reason is why there is a distinction between Dalet and Pochas Midalet is because Dalet is commonly used for Tikhon. Pochas Midalet is not commonly used for Tikhon. According to the Ritva, no. For Tikhon, so Pochas Midalet is as commonly used as Dalet. But Pochas Midalet was most commonly used for Sichon. So the Mele, Rav says that the Chachomim didn't answer it. And Shmuel said they did answer it. They did pass it. Now, everybody passes. All the Rishonim pass, without any exception, that sleds that are Pochas Midalet with cannot can be used, and Dalet with Tvochim with cannot be used. But there is a Machleket Rishonim why we pass it that way. So some Rishonim pass it that way, because since there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, since there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and this is Iser, so we have a cloud, Hilchasik Rav the Isur. This is not in it, it's not in the Moveres. So we pass like Rav. Now, so according to Rav, there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudeh in regard to sleds that heavy Dalet Vochen Weef. Now, so we pass like Rav because Hilchas Rav is so. But then the question of why it's alright, we pass like Rav. How do we pass like Rav and like Hameya, or like Rav and like Habyud? So the Rishonim who pass like Rav say, we pass like Rav, that the machlekes between Hameya and Habyud is in regard to sleds that have Dalet Vochen Weef, and in that machlekes, we have to pass like Hameya. Not like Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the Gemara in Eirat, that involved the Zion, mentions a cloud, that whenever there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, so generally the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Halacha like Rav Yehuda. Except if it's a machlekes in Gzeira, so it's halacha like Rav Meir b'Gzeraisa. So it's halacha like Rav Meir b'Gzeraisa. So we pass like Rav. There are two machlekes. With one machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda deals with sleds that have the Dalet Vochen Weef, or it deals with sleds that has less than Dalet Vochen Weef. That's one machlekes. So in that machlekes we pass like Rav. Now the next question is, oh, I will pass like Rav. So how do we pass? Like Rav Meir or like Rav Yehuda? So then we apply the halacha of halacha Rav Meir b'Gzeraisa. Halacha Rav Meir b'Gzeraisa. So Mimele, so here Rav Meir says that we are Gezer, and Rav Yehuda says we're not Gezer. So Halacha Rav Meir b'Gzeraisa, so he passed them. The other Rishonim, they say, no, even though generally speaking, so it's Hilchas Rav b'Yisurei, it's Hilchas Rav b'Yisurei. But here we passed like Rav Yehuda. and Mimele, but we pass like Rabiude and like Shmuel. So the net result is the same. If we pass like Rabiude, if we pass like Rabiude, and but like Shmuel, so the net result is the same as if we were to pass like Rav and like Rabiude. So there is no actual Nachimine, because the net result is the same. One second. I'm coming. So the Ritva says something remarkable. He says, the cloud in Gimori Neirav Nachmengov in Zayin, Halochet Ravmeir Mitzereso, is only Shayach if there is a machlekes between Ravmeir and Rav Yehuda as to whether we should be Geizer or we shouldn't be Geizer. So then we say, Halochet Ravmeir Mitzereso. If the machlekes is whether we should be Geizer or we shouldn't be Geizer. But if, according to everybody, according to Rav Meir and to Rav Yehuda, so we have to be Geizer. But the question is, how far the extent of this Geizer? Then the cloud of halachic Rav Meir is Geizer doesn't apply. Then it's like a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Reisel. If there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Reisel, so then the cloud is halachic Rav Yehuda. But if there is a machlekes, if it's a machlekes in exeris, whether we should be geizer or we shouldn't be geizer, so then we say halachic Rav Meir exereso. So only if the machlekes is, the Gemara doesn't say halachic Rav Yehuda b'deraisa, halachic Rav Meir b'derabbanan. Why doesn't the Gemara use that lashon? The Gemara uses the lashon halachic Rav Yehuda. But there is one exception, one category. That is an exception. Halachic Rav Meir b'Zereisa, not halachic Rav Meir b'Derabbanan. Halachic Rav Meir b'Zereisa. So the Ritva says that's only shayach. That exception only applies to a case where there is a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda whether we have to be geizer or we don't. The common kind of machlekes where Rav Meir says one way and Rav Yehuda says the other way. So then we pass like Rav Meir. Then we pass like Rav Meir. But if according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we have to be geizer. But the question is as to the scope of the geizer. Whether the geizer has a wider scope or a narrower scope, so that's like a machlekes, a general machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So we say, halochet Rav Yehuda. So he said as follows. The chidushachay. Isvon Rikiyum Eklau De Amun On Rabu Shmuel Lukas Ikrab Niso Udik Amret Di Kei Mit Vachid Eklau De Amun On Reb Yudin Reb Meir Halochet Reb Yude Halochet Reb Yude. Because it is Muchach. So Di Kei, because it is Muchach from the Gemara. It is Muchach from the Gemara that schach that Abdullah Dawahi is, that the schach that is that has a width of Dawit Wahi is possible. Is possible. But the question is, so that can be explained, that is muhak, that it is possible. In other words, that it's muhak from the Gemara, that schach that has Dawit Wahi or more or width, so is not kosher. So the question is this. Is it because we pass like Rav and like Rameya, or is it because we pass like Shmuel and like Rabbi? But one thing is sure, that Tzchach, that has a weed of Dalet Rochem is possible. So he says, David was saying, V'chidu shechei, Yisbo l'kiyume klaud avril Rav u'shmuel l'chazik Rav u'yisor. U'de kamre, but we have to pass in the Tzchach that has a weed of Dalet Rochem is possible. So let us pass in like Monevshach, Hilchazik Rav Yisure. But then there's another cloud, Hilchazik Rav Yude. So we should pass in that all Sletz Akosha. So, in Kei Yitri Yitrach Cloud Amrinon, Rav Yude, Rav Yude, Allah, Rav Yude. How is it? The Bish, when you wish, well, Kiv in the Kuris, Luke, Zera, Stikho, Ela, the Pliga, Rav Meyav, Rav Yude, Yichozel, Migzah, Migimu, Vadale, Beloi. According to Shmuel, so even Rav Yude is Gezer. But it's a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yude in the scope of the Gezer. So according to Rav Yude, it's a narrow scope. According to Rav Meir, it's a relatively wide scope. So Memele, it's not a machlekes whether we have to be Gezer or we don't have to be Gezer. So that klal of halachic Rav Meir is a Gezer, there's no implication. אלו בפריד רבי רבי יהודה יכולת למיץ על מגיבו ועדה לבי לא תינו את אלה בין חזיק רבי יהודה ופומה הוא קורא ולא כל מי נבוא על לוחק רבי יהודה בגזר איסח שאין אלו בגזר איסח שאף רבי יהודה גזר גם גזר הסתיקו אלו שמי עלי שאין לו בגזר מתוך חזמי דלת אבל לרב רבי יהודה what according to רב so רבי יהודה less לגזר הסתיקו כלל so according to רב רבי יהודה is not גזר a certain גזר. It's not a machlekes in regard to the scope of Israel. So they are the cloud of halachic Rameh of Israel, so the price. But how are they? So, I will have the Buddha lesson, is it as the cloud of Rameh of Godabu? We have a way in Israel of Rameh. We can't have a way. Halachic Rameh of Israel, we can't pass a garaide, we will have a way. Alright. So actually, as far as Sichok is concerned, there is no actual afternoon. Because all the machine past that the sleds that have a width of Dalet Rochim are possible. Alright. Now, no son, all the own Esser, Shurochim Abot Rochim Cheiro, Uvil Bachel Mishitachto, Bishlein Mishmuedo, Mavishim Mabo Machlekes, אבל כשאיב נעבור דברת לצולו, מי שמוכל ומי שמתחתו. So, but if it's עבור דברת לצולו, so then, מי שמוכל ומי שמתחתו. אלו ורעב, ואומר בשיט ונעבור מחלקס, אבל אם בעבור דברי הכל כשאירו, לרבי יהודה, אמר מי שמתחתו, מי סב לדברי הכל? See if that's in Rameya. Alright. Now, no so on this, because all the guys can do a hackle, you share, you know, some yards out, that when you did not come up, you know, she's half a mitzvah. Alright. Tosh, Schnees didn't meet starving. Schnees didn't meet starving. Schnees didn't saw him, ain't no meet starving. Ain't no meet starving. So in other words, suppose you use sheets, and suppose, so you use two sheets, one next to the other. So even though the width of each sheet by itself is less than Dalet Rochim, so and but so together they are mitzvah. Kabel tume, usechach boso the emtza. Is Basil Barbo? Is Basil Barbo? Is Shlemi Sogmei Mistalti. But suppose you use for Strach two slaves, so they're not Mitzahalim. Sogmei Kizdini, that they are Mitzahalim. That the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is in regard to the case where the slats have less than Dalit Vochim. So my mitzvahim. So Bishlem Lishmuel Leiklach book the name of Bishayim Ben Dalit. Where each sled has three tvochim. We come a rabbiude, so rabbiude, there's a tanekame here on the price. Shnei visorim shal shleisha tvochim. We have a rabbi no chabu mitira slovu in its tarfim, lipei slov, because it's not shayach to say tzio. Where is it shayach to say tzio? If each piece by itself, each piece that you use for schach, by itself is possible. But the halacha is that schach possible in the pesel b'emtza elo b'dalat vach. So the mele, so then it's shayach to say tzil. But regarding the solim, so that's schach kosher. Only if it has a certain width, so then it becomes schach possible. So how is it shayach to say mitzdale? So we understand the price. Rabbi Yehuda says shnei nisolim eino mitzdale. So in other words, so according to Shmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have reference to sleds that have two tvochim, I mean three tvochim width. So each sled by itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not schach possible. So how can it be mitzvah? So you use only schach kosher. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says in the mitzvah. But Rabbi Meir says it is mitzvah. Why? Because Rabbi Meir should say, according to Shmuel, that a sled of three tvochim width is chach poser. But only when you put up in the width of dalet tvochim is chach poser. Even if you use metal bars, that certainly is chach poser. Iron bars. But if the iron bar is less than dalet tvochim, then it doesn't pass in the sukkah. So the Meir here too, it doesn't pass it. That's why Rav Meir said Nisol Gizdini. We Rav Meir in a Nisol Mistav Nabo in them Tzasuko Hei in the Peitzlo. Alright. So, Bishlo Mishmul Dome Shin Abo Machlek Yad Mitabo El Rakev Tzlo Mai Mistav Nabo El Rav Yom Abishin Eish Ben Abo Machlek Ez Avlein Ben Abo Divrei Hakev Shepo in Rav Meir. Hei Chedom, what does the price do? If he deals with slats, that is Biavo. So then the question is, why does Rav Meir say Nisorim Kizdi? In other words, it's Mitzurah. Rav Meir holds that when he slept, has Dalet Tvochim, it's possible, and it has already, so each Nesa by itself is Rav possible. So it's not a question of being Mitzurah. Mitzurah means that one sled by itself is not possible. But when you put the two sleds adjacent one to another, then it is possible. But according, if each sled by itself is Dalet Vochim, so without Tzil, it's possible because it's like a metal bar that there's a width of Dalet Vochim, so it's possible. El Rav Dome Shem Abom, Akhoi Zalim Abom, Dima Akhoi Shem Edom, Idi Mizu Abom Om Nisrufe, Idi Lez Be Abom. So why does Rav Meir say it's Mitzure? But each sled by itself has only three tvochim. So it's Rach Kosher. So how can it be Mitzure? Abom Kanim Baomini. So the Mora says, Lay Lom Dis Ba Abom. Boy, so then you ask, if it's Ba Abom, so why does Rav Meir say Nisorim Kizdini? And only al Tzil, but one sled by itself, even though it has a leaf of Dalet Vochim, wouldn't pass it. Even one Neser by itself should pass in the Sukkah, it has a leaf of Dalet Vochim and it's Rach Bosol. The answer is, we are talking here of Minatzah. So Minatzah too, there is Aloch of Dech Nakum. But if they can be Mitzureh, So let's say if you have the number of slats, and each slat is Dalet Vochim, and then all the slats together add up to Dalet Abbas, then we couldn't apply the Aloha of Dev Nakuma. But according to Rabbi Yude, it's not Mitzvah. Even though all the, you put up, let's say, six slats, eight slats, and each slat is Dalet Vochim one. So then, all together in their totality, there will be Dalet Abbas. But according to Rabbi Yude, it's still kosher, because each slat by itself is kosher. So even though they adapt to Dalet Abbas from the David, Mashenke, according to Rabbi Yude, that each slat by itself is kosher, so even though they adapt to Dalet Abbas, but it's not kosher, so it's kosher. They will be Babo, my staff and staff of Abbas Natsa, Rishna Hine, Bishle Lishmuel Doma, Bishay Bema Boma Kleke, Abu Lishmen Abo, the Behatok Sulo, Abu Lishmen, my staff and staff of Abbas Natsa, El of the Rab, Bishle Mredmea, my staff in Mitstaff of Abbas Natsa, Elo, with a beauty, the Omar of Lishma Bochero, my staff in Count. My mitzvahvi, can I bow to you? So why did he use the lotion? A mitzvahvi? Omar, I said, what is the teretz? I will come and be a mitzvahvi. Omar, a beauty, a mitzvahvi. Right. What was the book that he came and be a mitzvahvi? He didn't start the whole thing. I will cross over. Come and bow to you. The Marabi will have a word of shame. The damis natsad, natsad is a cross of Israel, the damis. You got some more here and then come. You come and you the shame is also a boy above. The king, see the hill, had our damas, in his army. Shaf, Kuma, all is Sacheda, the rest will exist. Now, here we have a very important halacha. Agagur. Tanya Kabose, there are Tanya Kabose Mishnah. Tanya Kabose, there are Sikh Hobbin Sorim Shalaret, slaves of Siddha. Cedar slats. Shein be ma'abo, divrei hachot she'o. The Rishon says, that if he uses for srak, slats, they do not have dalet vochim with. So divrei hachot she'o, so that's like rak. Yeish ma'abo, Reb Meir Peisel, Reb Yude Mach, Omer Reb Yude, so he wanted to mention a right. That even yeish ma'abo, so it's still kosher isim. My sebishas as a kod, she ban me sorry, she hold you when I go, we see the hand out of my face, so funny torch, we your sham is that there, we do the sakone, what sakone, the hobby, the Malchus of the Goyim was gazing that the Jews should not be in Kaim to see. It was exeter. So then, she ban me sorry, but the Chachamim wanted to be Mikayim Mitzvah Sukkot. Mikayim Mitzvah Sukkot. Now, as far as the Halacha of Bishas HaShmat, so I feel Alkes and the Nisan, so one is Mechuyot in the Nisan Efesh himself, here it was a Shas HaShmat. Yeah, I mean, they were interested in being Mavia, the Jews, or Adas. I mean, that was their purpose. So, there was an Inyan of Yorla, Yaveh of God, the Ram in Sanhedrin, the Ram in Kiyeseh, other Rishayim, they all point out, as a matter of fact, some of the Rishayim in Sanhedrin mentioned this Gemara as a right, because from this Gemara it appears that no one of the Chachomim thought of being Mizanefesh himself. After all, it was a Shas HaShmat, the Malchus was Geitzer against the Jews, they should not be Mikayim Mitzvah Sukkot. So the Ram says in Sanhedrin, that when is there halacha, the chiyuv of kiddush Hashem, the shas hashmad, even an artes and misane, only when it's become base. So even artes and misane involves, in regard to artes and misane, there is again machlokes Hashem. Some Hashem crashes, explains artes and misane, minig Yisroel. In other words, the shas hashmad, one is mechuyev to be misanefesh himself, even for minig Yisroel, is mechuyev. To misnefesh himself. According to the shiltes, so Arkes and Musane involved the Nisar of the Chukis Agoyim. It doesn't mean just Arimine. So, good. So what? Sahiro Mahokes are going. So Abdul Ali said, the answer is, when is the release of the Raise of Hokes are going, if the Minak are going is grounded in the religion? Even if they're not a Gabi, sorry, but if it is a religious practice, or if it is grounded in superstition, Dakir, so that's grounded in superstition. So that's also something that I say. Dakir Meir is also something that I say. But suppose it is grounded in preachers, like Misapia Kumi. So the practice of the Roman aristocrats, the Roman noblemen, was to cut their hair here in front and to leave hairs hanging down on the shoulders in the back. And that was grounded in preachers. In preachers, in Gandhi, in arrogance, in other words, they wanted to show the noblemen that they are superior to the common man. So that's all, that's arrogance, preachers. So the Gemara says in Govakame that based on Gamliel, so the Chachamim will matter them to be misafakumi, to take this kind of a haircut. To take this kind of a haircut. As a matter of fact, this applies to certain kind of haircuts that is customary among people. And that custom is grounded in arrogance. In other words, they want to look different. I mean, special. Have a certain, to cultivate a certain image. So that's also arrogance. That's preaches. So that's also amirabot. So the Rishayim has the kasha. If how could the Chachomim be mati of Yisrael Gamriel to be Yisrael Kumi? So after I say the Chukis Agoi, it wasn't the meaning of the Kach Nefesh. So Rishayim give the terence, the Miri, and that's probably the pshat in Teisves in Volkame 2. Teisves says that this kind of Chukis Agoi is not foolish, but they are. So, but the Miri in Sanhedrin spells it out. He says, the Isa the Raise of Chukis Agoyim applies only to two kinds of Minak Agoyim. Either a Minak Agoyim that is grounded in the religion of the Goyim, whether they are in the Arizor or not in the Arizor, even if they are Unitarians, Muslims, but if it is a practice that is grounded in the religion, so then there is a Rav Raise. The Rav Raise is high focus. Let's say, if somebody would put up a Christmas tree, then at the time when the Goyim put it up, even though he doesn't put it up because he believes in it, but he wants to comfort the Goyim, his neighbors. He is a landlord and he wants to maintain good relations. So there are many Jewish landlords, even some so-called tzaddikim, who express an opinion on how yeshiva should be administered. So in the buildings, they set up a Christmas tree. So that's the either Rav Reis. Unless the janitor did it on his own, and he wasn't done through the instruction by the landlord. So that's Rav Reis, because that's a religious practice. But if it is a unit like Darki Amir that is grounded in superstition, so it's also around the eyes. It's also around the eyes. In my opinion, if anyone refuses, let's say, to take an apartment on the 13th floor, so he's either around the eyes, in my opinion. So that the Marik says that any minigagoli, let's say you'll find it among ignorant Jews also. And they'll say, knock wood, and they'll bang the table. And they are very serious about it. So that's also Chukis HaGoyim, because that's grounded in superstition. But, Darki,